the Polish mainland. He captured the famous Polish city of Lwów, Lemberg, reached all the way there. And when that happened, the Poles called a truce, and they gave Chmelnytsky a title of nobility, and they gave him autonomy to build a Cossack state in the Ukraine. And in return for the agreement by Chmelnytsky to halt the war and to become an ally of Poland instead of an enemy. Now, he made here a very terrible tactical error in the fact that he believed the Poles, an error that very few people have ever made since. He should have kept the war going because he had them by the throat. By declaring the truce, he gave them time to reorganize, etc., and naturally, when they would gain strength, they would repudiate all of their agreements with Chmelnytsky and hound him until finally in 1653 they would catch him and kill him. What happened, though, was that in this five-month period, he unloosed, he let the genie out of the bottle. There were thousands and thousands of peasants walking around armed who had no discipline, who had really no cause, and who had tasted blood. And therefore, when the truce came, instead of going back home to farm their fields, or instead of attempting to build this so-called autonomous Cossack state that he had been given permission to, they turned into a raving mob of killers. The killing was not only directed against the Jews, as we're going to speak about, but it was against everyone. Roman Catholic clergymen were beheaded, nuns were raped, the churches were burned and pillaged. And then when that wasn't enough, they began what has now become popular in other parts of the world, to kidnap people, kidnap noblemen, kidnap people of importance and hold them for enormous ransom. And then most of the time, even if the ransom was paid, the nobleman was sent home, usually in a number of pieces. And it was a time of terrible, terrible anarchy. But as bad as the situation was, no one suffered the fate that the Jewish people did. It is estimated that between 1648 and 1653, 300,000 Jews were killed. And you're talking about 300,000 Jews out of a total Jewish population of perhaps 1,100,000. You're also talking, you must remember, you're talking about a time when mass murder did not reach the sophisticated heights that it has in our time. Everybody had to be killed by hand. There were no machines, there were no Tommy guns, there were no gas chambers, there were no ovens. Everybody had to be killed by hand. So you get tired after a while. You know, no matter how dedicated one is to murder, his arm becomes tired. So in our terms, this is almost equivalent to the type of Holocaust which took place in the Second World War. In the percentage decimation of the Jewish world and in the cruelty and ferocity of it. Jews not only died from the sword, they died from famine and disease, because what happened was that as the news of this enormous pogrom spread, Jewish communities in the path of the Cossacks fled. And you had a constant stream of people, hundreds of thousands of people in motion across Poland and Lithuania attempting to escape. And that itself brought about all of the problems of disease, of famine, of lack of sanitation, lack of food, lack of